This is not CWP sports.
What y'all think about this music? Do y'all, this does sound like CWP sports and sports talk. Oh, this sound like some old Hoover thug music. But my husband, he is dying to get some music, y'all. They probably block us. You better turn it off. You can only listen to, you know, like, by law, I think.
I don't care.
You can only do, like, 14.
Rude.
Good evening, everybody.
Welcome to CWP Sports Talk Podcast. I am Troy.
And I am Angela. And we are here on this late evening. It is a Tuesday evening. It has been a long day. My day started at, like, 7 o'clock.
I've been in so many meetings, I'm fatigued, I'm a little tired, I'm a little, so we're going to get through this.
Right.
I need you guys to help us get through it.
Right. We're not going to be here long. So first and foremost, go ahead and share it to your page if you are following us. Share it so that someone can get some of this valuable information. So again, for those of you who don't know, we are CWP Sports Talk Podcast, and we talk about everything sports for the most part. But we are here really to advocate for that high school athlete and their parents and try to help them and educate them and empower them as far as the recruiting process is concerned.
Our foundation is really to get the kids to the next level, whether that's the next level of full education or the next level to the next level of professional athlete.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's why we're here. But tonight, I want to start out by congratulating those LSU Tigers. Now, I'm an SEC girl, and I'm not a fan of LSU in any capacity, but there has been a lot of talk and controversy going on surrounding those Tigers and their national championship victory over Iowa. Yeah. So there was this. So you know about the controversy?
Yeah,
young lady named Angel Reese. She's all over everything. If you've not seen her, you must be living under a rock. And so we wanted to just kind of chime in and give you our perspective on the situation. So basically what you had is some very competitive. I'm excited to talk about women's basketball because I do believe that this is a great look into the future of the WNBA with these young ladies going at it the way that they did. But all the way from seriously maybe the Elite Eight all the way down to the championship game. USC had only lost, they hadn't lost at all until Iowa beat them.
Couple of upsets.
Yeah, definitely some upsets.
Well, a major upset. South Carolina, the state that you live in, took an L, unfortunately. Dawn Staley's doing a very good job at that organization and program. She's by far, to me, one of the best coaches out there as far as women's basketball. You know, she's now getting her due.
Absolutely, well overdue. I concur with that. I think that that's well said, babe. I think that, you know, again, she's a champion herself. She's a Olympian. She's a WNBA star. She just does it all. Now she's coaching these young ladies up to be great, and I think it's phenomenal. I think it's wonderful. But, you know, we're in South Carolina, so obviously we go for those Gamecocks when they're out there. But LSU were the champions, right? And so, but before LSU became the champions, Iowa upset USC. And there was some controversy because a young lady by the name of...
You got to clarify USC because we use USC here in South Carolina, the majority
USC, they think we're talking about the Trojans. Well, the Trojans wasn't in the elite nothing. Okay, so if you don't know that, then you up under that rock.
We're
trying to get y'all from up under that rock. If you don't know we're talking about South Carolina, them Gamecocks, then that's on you.
Go ahead, baby.
But anyway, so, golly, I forget the girl's name now. Chelsea...
Cap.
Oh, Lord, I'm going to have to look it up. But anyway, so Angel Reese, though, I do know that name, right? She has been high. She has been all over everything talking about how, you know, Jill Biden tried to invite them to the White House along with Iowa. And Caitlin Clark is her name. And she said, basically, no, thank you. They're trying to get Michelle Obama to let them come celebrate with them, which I think is comical.
Angel Reese again was saying that.
LSU, yeah, because, you know, how are you going to give a consolation prize to the loser, you know?
Oh, they're inviting Caitlin.
Jill Biden, she stuck her foot in her mouth and said she wanted both teams to come to the White House. So Caitlin Clark, I mean, not Caitlin Clark, but Angel Reese said, no, thank you. We won't be attending. Which I found pretty fascinating as well. But that young lady's been very vocal, but I love it. I love the competition. And you know what I want to say to a lot of people that had anything to say really like adversely about either of the ladies, Caitlin Clark or Angel Reese, you must not have played any sports in your life, because when you talk about the passion between winning and losing, and you talk about the passion about being competitive and getting in somebody's face and talking junk, that's pretty much any athlete. I mean, I think in a sense they kind of got a bad rap because they were women. What do you think?
I think that you're right. You're on to something when you say a competitor. Once you're a competitor, you know, the rules, as far as playing in between the rules, but the rules of talking or getting yourself to that level of excellent, or whether it's basketball and you had to talk yourself into really playing hard, things like that equates out into a competitor.
Right.
So if he scored on me and I scored on him, I'm going to look at him. And then that look could turn into a point at him. And then that point at him can turn into one of these right here.
Right.
That's part of competitors, you know. So I didn't really understand what the big fuss was. What I did hear is that the commentators were very biased, and they very in. So many sports announcers that never played any sports in their life, but they sports announcers were saying bad things like,
it was classless,
and they had to put their foot back in their mouth because the internet is undefeated.
Right.
and they show mimics of, what's your girl name from Iowa?
Caitlin Clark
doing the same thing.
Yeah. But even the silly argument about she wasn't in anybody's face. Hey, guys, like I said, kudos to both these young ladies, really, because they're competitors. And, you know, when you getting in somebody's tail, that's just what's going to happen. I mean, again, you may not understand it if you've never played sports. And I mean, I'm being honest with you. I've never gotten to the heat of passion like that when I was actually in basketball. But I've seen it. I've been close to it. And, like, you know, even being on the bench, you ready to fight.
Yeah.
When somebody do something dirty to one of your teammates or whatever. And so I totally get it, especially when my sons were playing any type of competition, any type of competitive nature. I know their passion. I've seen it up close and personal. And as a mom, you know, I definitely can feel that. You know, they also had an incorrect meme going around. There was a young wrestler that had about, you know, sometime in February lost a really critical match. Guy came back and kind of...
Yeah, they had his mother. Now, that video that everybody was looking at when the lady grabbed the glasses and stormed off.
Well, she tore them off and then started crying.
Yeah, that came from a wrestling match,
right, a finals match.
It was not the
basketball match.
Right.
It was
right.
An Iowa wrestler. But, I mean, you know, and I had to explain that to quite a few people, because it was like, as being a wrestling mom, baby boy wrestled, and boy, I tell you, he had some close matches sometimes, and I totally felt her pain, like, with, you know, watching your baby lose, because, I mean, I guess unless you wrestled, and I've never wrestled, but like I said, anytime my babies have been in the heat of battle of any kind, I've been right there, and so I totally understood. I could understand her frustration of breaking her own glasses. I mean,
okay.
It is what it is.
Okay, so let me ask you the question. The question that some people will say the elephant in the room. Why is there a double standard when it comes to certain athletes?
Now, when you say double standard, you're going to have
to... It's clear.
Oh,
that,
you mean you're talking about Angel Reese and Caitlin
Clark?
Yeah,
Angel Reese. Until everybody really showed that it was the same competitive spirit.
And, you know, it was a couple of guys that really, like you said, they had to take their foot out of their mouth.
And they're prominent...
Right.
Prominent,
one guy said something like he apologized because he wasn't aware or he wasn't knowledgeable. He don't really even watch basketball. And somebody came back to him and said, well, why are you even commenting?
Right.
But
right.
They're commenting because it's real easy when you have a young lady that looks like myself. You know, it's real easy to get down and dirty and call her names or say she's classless or say she's hood or say she's raised by wolves or something of that nature. And then somebody went as far as to say Caitlin Clark's parents should be proud because they raised her right, even after she was doing the same thing to USC.
I look at it as follow the follower. Once someone start talking bad about Angel Reese, mm-hmm. everyone else did.
Right.
Not even doing their homework to say, Man, hold on now. Let me not stick my foot in my mouth because they're not held accountable.
Right.
You know, one of the guys that I kind of followed throughout his career, Floyd Mayweather, would always say, you don't know anything about boxing because a lot of the Larry Merchants and a lot of the announcers never put on some gloves. So they don't know that intense heat of the battle, right, or that competitive edge or that competitive spirit that you may obtain during the course of a game. So it's almost like you got businessmen announcing sports and don't know how that. See, I can get fired up right now about sports.
Well, but you know, we can go into a whole nother thing about that too, because you got people, again, like, so why would you have, like, there's plenty of qualified athletes, female and male, that could probably call some of these games and probably be commentating, but the jobs are being held by people who seem to be, you know, just a tad bit ignorant and may have never played sports. So how are they more qualified than people who've actually played the sport? I agree with you there. I think that's, you know, that's a whole nother can of worms that we could get into people, you know, who people choose to hire, who they think people want to see on TV, who may sound a certain way, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we could probably get on the soapbox about that. But
yeah.
I think what we're saying, though, to just make a long story short, is that there's still bias in this country that we live in every aspect. So even when you have a dominant percentage of players being a certain color, race, whatever you want to call it, you still have, it's offset by having people that may or may not have even played the game getting paid to do something that someone who possibly has some expertise and has some skill and know a little bit more about what they're talking about, having that competitive edge and being out there. Because I think, again, as we just stated, as from being a former athlete, you just kind of understand that passion. Like, it's automatic.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? You're not going to really judge anybody, because it's like when somebody makes a bad play or gets a penalty or you know, has to do a hard foul. It's like you haven't seen them battling up and down the court this whole time. And so sometimes somebody loses it. Sometimes, you know, it might hurt the team, but you didn't see them, that person jugging them and that person pushing them and that person elbowing them. You know, so I think when you've played the sport, you can appreciate that a little bit more and you can respect the game and not really, you know, pass some bad judgment from the standpoint of just really being ignorant and then having to apologize for it, because your apology is not accepted.
True. I mean, but, you know, don't be so quick to critique. I know it's been mapped out or laid out for people to automatically snap into a critical or a critique when it's certain players involved. And I challenge sports announcers and people that have that mindset to be slow. Be slow. Don't be so quick to jump on or follow the follow, as I would say, when someone does something.
Absolutely. I agree. But so, and before we get off women's or college women's basketball,
let's
just talk a little bit about these coaches. Jesus. I mean, I know you talked about Dawn Staley, you know, at USC, but let's talk about Kim Mulkey. You know, she came from Baylor. She was doing her thing at Baylor. She's the one that's very, very feminine. She has on some of the best fits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, let's talk about my girl, Ivy, who, my girl Ivy from Notre Dame. You know, they made top 16.
Okay.
Let's talk about some of these female coaches, because I distinctly remember you talking about the coach from UConn that you were, you know, kind of looked disgruntled about him, you know, coaching women. You didn't really want him to be coaching women's basketball. But now, I just named three top dog women, Notre Dame coach, LSU coach, former Baylor coach, and USC coach out here just killing the game. I mean, you know, you want to get the women some props. I mean, I know Women's History Month is over, but, I mean, you're a sports guy. Well, what's your thoughts on the female
coaches? Well, I think that you understand me, kind of missed out on what I was trying to say. I wasn't trying to say the coach from UConn. I was trying to say he need to come over to men's basketball instead of coaching women's basketball.
Okay.
Let the women coach women's basketball and the men coach men.
Okay, so you wasn't really taking a jab at any women in any way?
At all.
Okay, so that's fine. So my question to you, though, is what is your perspective on these boss women out here getting championships and training these young ladies the way they need to be trained? I mean, what you got to say about that?
Well, I think that is about time. You know, I think that they're getting their due. It's similar to certain coaches in the NFL that hadn't got their shot. I know they can do it, but a floodgate hadn't opened for them to coach certain people. So now the women are coaching. Well, you can't really say that, though, because you guys been coaching women's basketball since Pat Summitt, Tennessee, for years.
No. Right. You're right. But even her, even Pat, like, right, she's a legend. You know, she almost is. I mean, I ain't gonna say almost, but the former Notre Dame coach that I had the pleasure of meeting.
Mm-hmm. She's good too.
Yeah. So what I'm saying though is, you're right. But then they had to compete with the coaches like UConn. But now they going toe to toe with each other. It's another up and coming one that's kind of young. Golly, I couldn't call.
Okay, that's fine. And maybe it'll come to you as we continue on. But what I'm saying is, what is the problem?
No, there is no problem. I just wanted you to shout these women out. I want you as a man, you know, as my man, to be, you know, to say so, that these women are doing their thing. You know, the Mulkeys of the world, the Ivies of the world, the Staleys of the world. You know, I want you to, you know, say what it is, you know, that these women are, they doing some good stuff.
That's just like me asking you, do you shout out the coaches and the men's coaches? In basketball.
You know who I do shout out? I shout out the female coach because there's quite a few female
right,
coaches
exactly,
in the NFL.
That's my point.
Right. So
you stick to that over there, and I'm going to stick to this over here.
A hand clap,
golf clap goes to you guys for running your show.
Ain't no golf clap. It's a major shout out because these women are doing their thing. And that's, you know. And
make no mistake about it. I'm not let me choose my words wisely.
Yeah, choose them wisely because you got to sleep in that room.
I really do appreciate the way the direction that's going as far as women coaching women, mm-hmm. men coaching men. Mm-hmm. That's all I ever said.
Former players, too.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't know if the dude from UConn, did he play?
I don't know. I don't really like him because he stayed in the females basketball for years. Now, I'm not knocking it. But I just think that there's a lane for females to walk through coaching women's basketball.
Mm-hmm. There's a lane they're walking through, too, in the NFL, but we'll wait till the...
That's because you hadn't had a football league form. And the lingerie league was a pretty strong
league. No.
Hey, man, they was hurting each other.
These women, you know, Kansas City got some, Philadelphia got some, and...
Referees?
Referees, too. Mm-hmm. They coming. They know the rules. They know what to do. But anyway, okay. So moving right along, guys. So like I said, this is not really going to be a long night. We probably got about another 10 minutes maybe, but we wanted to get into a little bit of... Also, last talk, we talked about CWP Sports Consulting, our business. Thanks to those who have reached out for consultations. We're excited about our newcomers that are coming in. And we wanted to just share some light because we've been getting a ton of questions. I don't know what you posted.
Shout out that panel. What was your...
It was an explosion. It was a panel discussion for athletes and parents here in the Spartanburg, South Carolina area that Coach Pride here, Mr. Coach Pride, attended. It was an awesome event. He was able to serve on a panel, and he actually shared that, and we've been getting a lot of feedback from that. So if you are interested in a consultation, if you're interested in just knowing a little bit about if we will be a good fit for you, if you are a good fit for us, because we do not assume, we cannot help everybody. We don't say that we can help everybody. We are a recruiting prep service. We basically work with the parents as well as the student athletes to ensure that they are in position to be recruited. We do not tell you we're going to call no coaches for you. We do not tell you that we got a scholarship offer for you. We don't guarantee you that. It is an investment. Yes, it is an investment of our time. It is an investment of your time. We can look at whether your athlete is out of position. We can look at whether your athlete is taking the right courses. We can look at whether your athlete, what your athlete can do to put his or herself in a better position. Those are the main things that we do here at CWP Sports Consulting.
And also, we don't necessarily just, you know, the term is used, it takes a village. So if the athlete's out there, and the parents don't know the sport, we want to bring it all together. We want everyone to be on one accord as far as knowing the sport, knowing the position. And, you know, I've had times where I sit there and doing a film session and explain to the parent, this is what they need to be doing. Look at the slow feet. Look, you know, different things. So it's a collective thing that we try to do. We want it, that whole client who's ever connected, they need to know everything that's going on, and that's what we provide.
Right, and a lot of people, what we find, guys and ladies, is that a lot of people just don't know. It's not a matter of us having some secret code. We have gone through this process a couple of times with our own kids, not talking about our clients. So as a parent that has gone through this process, we can help you with things like, what are good camps to go to? We can help you with like some of the things like, what are the coaches saying to you? Because I think more so than not, these coaches out here lying, and that's just, you know, that's the short of it. They're out here lying to parents. They're out here lying to athletes. And it's not a matter of us, you know, knowing specifically or personally about a coach lying, but we know what the rules are as well. We know what they can and they can't do. We know what an offer actually means and how you can determine if that is a legitimate offer or not. We can show you little steps and little tips and little secrets on how you need to be getting information that's going to better you and your student athlete. We are now here for the coaches. Now, from a high school standpoint, I think we come in and we take some of the weight off your high school coach, because a lot of high school coaches, and I'm just being honest with you, don't really want to deal with this. All coaches say they want to see their athletes win. But on those respective Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, they're trying to win.
Yeah.
And that's their bottom line. So if your baby out of position, but he's feeling he's a placeholder for them, they trying to win. If he in the outfield and he can't hardly see or whatever, they trying to win. And so, you know, it's advantageous to us, and is what we do to serve you as far as getting, you know, educating you on that and saying, hey, you know, we just had a guy recruited in this space and he was XYZ. We just had a young lady recruited here. Your daughter isn't there. Your daughter doesn't fit here, but she's playing that same position. But these are the types of athletes that this particular school is looking at. Things of that nature.
Yeah, you very well put. Very well put. And if you need to know more, just contact us, DM us. You know, like you've been doing, I appreciate it. And any questions, we'll answer, and then we can set up a consultation.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, right. So if you reach out to us, we are more than willing to talk to you and to, like I said, sit down with you and see again if you're a good fit for us or if we're a good fit for you. I handle the academic side of it. I want to see those grades. I want to see if your baby's even able to write well. I want to see the different things that I feel like colleges, you know, to be college ready is a whole nother can of worms. But if your athlete is very studious, the likelihood of them being successful doesn't mean they're going to go pro, doesn't mean that, but they can get that scholarship and they can get that money and they can get a job once that sport is over. And so that is mostly my goal. And a degree, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, the degree. But so that is my goal. That's what I focus on, getting them ready mentally and getting them ready to go into a college atmosphere, because it's different from a high school atmosphere as well. And so a lot of times some parents hadn't gone to college, don't know, is unfamiliar. You have a lot more resources in college, but the key is that they have to be able to use those resources. They can't just have them and they're not using them. Because if you're a bad student in high school, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be a bad student in college. And that's why we're trying to catch them even as early now as 8th grade. We want 8th and 9th graders in particular. So if you got a baby, if you got a friend, if you know somebody who y'all are like, hey, he's it, she's it, they going to school, they going to college, they going to the next level, hit us up. We're here to help. And that's what we do at CWP Sports Consulting.
For sure.
And so now we went to a fight. Well, I'm in January. There's another fight coming up this month in April, right?
Well,
you know, you're the boxing man, so I know you want to talk a little bit about some of your foolishness.
I mean, just shifting gears a little bit. This is a sports podcast, so we're going to talk about not just recruiting. That's the foundation, but also we can tap into any sport. And this week we're going to tap into a fight that's coming up, Gervonta Davis versus Ryan Garcia, April 22nd. We had the pleasure of attending the Gervonta Davis, Hector Garcia fight in D.C. And I'm going to tell you something. Gervonta Davis bring him out. I'm running into people like Wale, Shaq. I didn't see Shaq, but everybody comes to this fight.
Was he there? Was Shaq there?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he did take. He took quite a few pictures too. I'm at my seat.
You took a picture with Javante's mother.
I did. Ran into her. Well, of course his mom's gonna be there. You know, we was just two mothers. You know what I'm saying? Hanging out.
Like. Yeah. That was cool, but men's day. Anyway, so what I'm saying to you is, we got a fight coming up. It's gonna be. Oh man, it's gonna be. Hey, if you don't know about boxing, this is something that could get you interested in it. April 22nd.
Pay-per-view.
I sound like I'm part of TMT.
Absolutely, you do. I was just going to say, y'all, if anything you want to know about it, because he watches it all day.
Hey, easy. Okay. No, we got a good fight, so that's going to be a big sports
event.
Who
else is on the card? Do they have some other people on the card?
It's going to be an outstanding card.
You always say that, though, but I don't be knowing none of those. Well, actually, I knew, so we ran into
Boo-Boo
the night before.
Demetrius Andrade.
Yeah, he won, right?
Yeah, he won. Gary Russell Jr., we ran into him.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's all right. Well, he wasn't there, though. He wasn't on the car. He ain't been on nobody's car.
No, he hadn't. He's coming off an injury.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I heard that name, though, but he be doing a lot of talking and ain't fighting nobody.
But listen, like I said before... You understand me? It's going to be a fight April 22nd. You know, it's going to be a very, very good fight. I just wanted to throw that in. So after the fight, if you want to comment or if you got any comments that you want to add or what you think, who you think is going
to
win.
But the word on the street, though, is that this is, I mean, but you know what? I'm so hesitant to say this, though, and it is the word on the street, but it's always like, this is going to be the fight of fights.
Well, let me help you. The reason that this is going to be the fight of the decade, other than Floyd, of course, when he fought Pacquiao, is because these are two undefeated fighters.
Mm-hmm.
Tank has a fan base that's over the top. Ryan Garcia has followers that's over the top. They're both undefeated. They've been deemed as the Four Kings. The Four Kings back in the 80s was Hagler, Hearns, Leonard, and Duran. Mm-hmm. Roberto Duran. Mm-hmm. So it's Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia, Tank, and Shakur Stevenson.
Mm.
Those are the Four Kings. So two of the Four Kings are going to fight each other. It's almost like a Sugar Ray versus Duran type thing. So it's big. It's been building.
Duran is a new hack.
Roberto Duran. Come on, okay. Baby. That's the first guy to beat Sugar
Ray. My daddy was a Sugar Ray.
Well, we ain't on time. So what I'm saying is going to be a good fight.
Okay. So moving along. That's on April 22nd, y'all.
April 22nd, tune in.
UFC had a pretty interesting debacle a couple of nights ago.
Izzy showed out. Man, he pulled that them owls. Oh, dog, that was one of the, man.
But
see, I don't like to be on a podcast when I want to get excited like this.
The guy had beat him.
Beat him twice.
Yeah, okay.
Man, hey, listen. All you got to do is please go look at that on YouTube. Man, God.
Well, so I'm going to tell you what I know.
That was the coldest finish I done seen.
Okay, and he won that one. So that's what, you know, UFC, man, I can't stand this barbaric stuff. You people kicking you in your face and your mouth and knocking you out cold. That dude was out. And then Izzy went over and found his son because his son was mimicking him when he lost before. And
yeah, his son fell out when he knocked Izzy out. Son fell out. So Izzy went and got his son's like,
and then, oh gosh! I mean,
that's called competitiveness.
Yeah, baby, the baby was
fine. Just talked about that.
But I feel like it's inappropriate though, even for the guy. Who's the other guy? Izzy and then versus.
Hey, if you started, we'll finish it.
Yeah, but I feel it's inappropriate for that baby to be.
Well, it was a baby when he did, and he's a little older now.
But his dad should have taught him better than that, not to do that. But anyway, y'all, that's all we got for tonight. And we want to definitely shout out our gear. You see the pride?
Go out and purchase, man. We really from the bottom of our heart appreciate everybody that's gotten a hat, a shirt, a hoodie. Every time when you do purchase one, we see who it is. We thank you so much. We got another edition coming out.
Absolutely.
Very soon.
And so help us out, though, really, by, you know, purchasing some of the gear. Now we got trucker hats still available. We've got black short sleeve tees with the white pride on it. We've got white short sleeve tees with the black pride on it. We've got long sleeve gray with the metallic pride on it. We've got the hoodies. And so be looking for some specials coming up. But, you know, even not, y'all know us. You love us. Support us. You know what I mean? We're here. We're not going anywhere. The polos aren't available just yet, but we're hoping to release them in the next launch, perhaps. But these are like some special edition items that we just rock because I'm a businesswoman and I can wear polos if I'm, you know, going in to speak or going into a meeting and things like that. So there are certain items that you can't get. These hats here are sold out with the blue pride on them. The standard hat, but we are coming back with those standards caps because we've got a lot of requests for those. But for right now, just in the meantime, go ahead and get that trucker hat. It's actually cheaper, I think, than the standard ones. But anyway, so yeah, we would love your support. PrideFamilyMerch.com.
And the thing, the uniqueness about us is that everyone has an input in this merchandise.
Yeah, it's a family
so brand. So it's a family it's business.
It's,
so.
It's your favorite six pack. Right?
Yeah, man.
It's all of us. Support, and we giving love. And we are also, you know, just to kind of give you guys a little insight, you know, we're looking at doing some different things. Y'all know we have many different talents. You know, I'm a speaker. He's a coach. Brianna sings. Chance does it all. Trinity, she's the scholar. So we're looking at putting some different emblems on this, on the pride too. But for the most part, this is our brand. Yes, we love the Jumpman, the football guy, because we're a football family first, really. We really are.
Tell me about the camp too.
Yeah, camp's coming up in May. We're the youth camp, so I got more information coming. Actually, I already got the flyer. I need to just pull it out. I don't think we've hit that goal on that Eventbrite yet. But Troy is going to be hosting his third annual youth football camp. It's going to be at Greer High School again this year, and we look forward to seeing the young people come out. If you know Rec League, you share this with them, tell them to reach out to me. I definitely got some special things for them. So we look forward to seeing you guys. But in the meantime, in between time, y'all, this was a short one. We just came to you to give you a little bit today. We wanted to talk about those women basketball players and shout them out because we love women's sports. We can do all kinds of stuff. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just no woman thing. We can do it all. We really can.
Y'all can't play football.
We coaching it.
All right, then. I get that.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, we trying to create some great leaders out there as far as these young men is concerned as well.
We want to shout a lot of,
He go to running out. Anyway, hey, listen, y'all. Y'all be blessed. Until next time. You want to put your music on again?
Oh, yeah. Y'all tell me about this. We experiment a little bit, you know.
Right. Listen, but I do want y'all to know why he getting his little music ready. We coming back. We going to come with some power as far as, you know, the podcast. We promised you consistency. Now, we've come to you in March. It's April now. We're coming to you again. So anytime something's happening, popping, we want to come to you. So we're trying to do better, and we're trying to look better, and we're trying to be out here because we need to get our name and our brand going.
Yeah, this is just, see, this is the baby stages.
This is not going to be our music, guys.
Yeah, that's it right there, baby.
Coach probably going to get his own podcast, and it's going to be his music because this is some foolishness to me.
Hey, we out. Thank y'all for tuning in. If you have anything, just try to catch up with us. DM us. Do whatever you got to do. Stop it.